WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Had I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have any Prime Gaming stuff available, you can use that here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and subscribe. It really is that simple. You can also follow the channel there, or if you just want to hang out and chat, we are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/TheBeatYourLive and interact with us this evening.
So, we got stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking, we got news, notes, NXT Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. Plus, we're talking NXT's Great American Bash, which we're going to be previewing for y'all. So that will be fun and exciting. And yeah, we're going to have a super chill kind of show. It's going to be a good time because, you know, it's a holiday in Canada. It's a holiday weekend here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a good time.
It's
good time for me to have my all.
It's going to be a very relaxing show.
Yes. Very relaxing. As you can tell by the music coming in, I kind of like that. It was nice and like chill and vibey.
Yeah, it's called Modern Time.
Sets the right tone.
It did.
So I say we jump right into the news, brought to our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And WWE, can you not? Can you just stop? Okay?
Well, they're not going to stop, as we've heard earlier today.
Yeah, as we've heard, like, WWE continues with their roster cuts, and they continue to do it on a Friday, which is just rude, because we do this show, and every time we have to report on it, which sucks, every time we have to report on it, it's like, okay, yeah, good, they're done. They're done, right? Yeah, no, they're not done. And they're, from what we're hearing, they're not going to be done for a while, which is kind of disturbing. And there's all kinds of news coming out around talent. and talent relations and corporate and kind of how they're doing their people stuff, which we're going to kind of get into a little bit. So I'm just going to read the names because it's pretty much the entirety of the 205 Live roster minus one person.
Three or four.
Okay. I'm going to say there's only one man standing.
From 205 Live. Yeah. But on the list, it's not all 205 Live.
Yeah, no. But yeah, from 205 Live specific, there is one man left standing, and his name is Tozawa.
Hey!
Go, Tozawa!
Hey, he's on my fantasy team. Thanks, Wheel. Thanks.
So your WWE releases, which some of these hurt, because you never want to see anybody lose their job, right? You never want to, but some of these you kind of scratch your head and wonder, and others you kind of understand. So first things first, Ever-Rise, which I don't quite understand, because they had just put them on TV. They were just starting to push them.
They're a big hit on social.
They were a big hit on social, and they let them go. Tony Nese, Aria Davari, Fandango, Tyler Breeze, which Tyler Breeze, he was on Up, Up, Down, Down. He was involved in all of that, so it's really surprising that he was let go. So it will be interesting what happens moving forward there.
Yeah, Tyler's an interesting name, because I think they're trying to work it out so he can still do the content.
I was gonna say, it's like, I wonder if they will sign him to like a digital contract where he can still do Up, Up, Down, Down, and he can still do Left, Right, Left, Right, or Left, Left, Right, Right. Is that
left,
what it's
called? You had it right the first time, which is a subsidiary of it's a faction in Up, Up, Down, Down.
Yeah, so it's like, I kind of wonder if they're gonna move him onto like a digital type contract where he just does like the content production for that, and he's not wrestling anymore, because he kind of said. He released a statement saying that he wasn't sure if he was going to wrestle again.
Right, because he's done what he can do. I mean, he's had people reach out to him. He still has his wrestling school, which he trains people. It's been up for 2 years. He's big on that. He's going, his Twitch channel is back up and running. They start back up next week. But, like, they have guests on Up, Up, Down, Down that aren't part of WWE, so it's like, can you figure out a way to just have him as a guest every week? Because they have a lot of, they have all this merch built around him. A lot of his phrases are built around the party stuff they do. So he'll be a big hit if they can't work him in. Like the episode they aired yesterday for the party, they're like, will he be back next week? I don't know. And everyone was doing shrugging. They don't know. And that was a shoot. They don't know.
So we'll have to see how that one goes. We'll keep an eye on that one. But moving on, August Gray, Kurt Stallion, The Bollywood Boys, Arturo Ruiz, Marina Sharif, Killian Dane, and Tino Sabatelli. Which, Tino had been there for a while, hadn't he? Like, he had been there for a hot minute, I remember, because he was big in the tag division for a long time, and I think he got hurt, and then he was kind of never seen ever again, which is unfortunate. If he's who I'm thinking of, hold on, I'm looking him up real quick. Googling! Live Googling on the air! Yeah, that's exactly who I'm thinking of. Yeah, he was with, oh shit, who was he with? Who did he work with, chat?
Who did he work with?
Because he was in a tag team for a long time.
He was in, I wouldn't say a long time, he was for a little bit. No, so Tino.
Riddick Moss. He was in with Riddick Moss.
So Tino got hurt, he recovered, was fired, became the AEW spy, supposedly, for WWE, got rehired, and then refired.
Thank you.
They claimed he was the spy at AEW or something.
I don't know.
He worked one show with them. He was also dating Mandy Rose, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
At some point in time. I don't know if they're still together or not.
Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, so it's an interesting list of people. There's going to be, you're going to have to keep an eye on some of them. I'm sorry to see a lot of them go, but it just goes to show that they are taking a really hard look at their talent. They're taking a really hard look at a lot of things, because Vince McMahon, Nick Khan, Bruce Pritchard, and John Laurinaitis were all at the PC this week. I think today, actually.
Today was the day.
And they had a meeting with everybody there. They evaluated talent there. And there was a lot of speculation about what that was going on. I have my own theory, because we saw more releases this week in terms of staff. Sanjay Dutt left of his own accord. He was not fired, and he went to AEW, like, the same day.
No, so he gave 2 weeks' notice. So it came out this week that he was leaving, but he gave his 2 weeks' notice 2 weeks ago, and it just came out on the internet, and then he started with AEW.
Yesterday. So, I have a theory that, like, they're basically Nick Khan and Vince McMahon, and I think all the higher-ups are looking at the business. And they're starting to look at the business beyond Vince. and where they can take the business. And they're looking at how many people they have under contract, how many people they have doing the same job. They're basically taking a look at the redundancies of WWE, and it's how can we save money, which is one thing, which is the big thing, and how can we trim the fat, as it were? Because you do have a lot of people that are occupying positions that they were kind of given, I don't want to say it was a pity position, but it's like, hey, you've been with the company for 20 years, we're going to give you a sweet office job kind of thing. And there's a lot of that going on. And I think they're looking at that too. But in terms of the talent and the big four going down there, I think they're getting these reports from talent relations, or I think they're getting reports from NXT. They're pulling people from NXT, and what they're pulling is not what they're getting reported on, or it's not succeeding, or maybe even Vince doesn't really even know what he has down there.
Well, you don't, because there's stories of some people who've been up on the main roster never met Vince, and also you have 300 talent. Vince is not going to know 300 talent on his roster or on his employment, because he's not the one hiring them. He only sees them when they're brought to him directly.
So that demonstrates lack of awareness on Vince. So I think Vince went down there to see what he had.
Because here's the thing. COVID happened, right?
Right.
Everything shut down. WWE, right, as we knew it, shut down. They produced studio shows for what? 15 months now? 16 months?
Yeah.
It's going to be 16 months when they're done. They realize, okay, we shut down completely. We kept everything status quo as best as we could. We try to make wrestling as we know it what we do. They brought in the screens to make it look like we have fans, but we all knew it wasn't a thing. And they're now at a point going, okay, so we've gone through all this trouble, all this turmoil with COVID and everything, and our brand has sort of stagnated. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, I would say that. And I think the other thing, too, that COVID revealed was it was a very similar situation in 2003, where all your top stars opted to stay away or stay home, and that was certainly their choice. There's no fault there. But it left a huge void in the product where you had nobody ready to sort of step up and take over.
And when WWE lost John Cena, yes, he's coming back, but they, in theory, lost John Cena, their biggest marketing tool that they had for 15 years, right before COVID, they realized we have to enter a new era where we're going back out on the road. We're reinventing the company. We got to see what we got. We got to look at all of our talent up and down the board. Can this talent make me money? Yes or no. Can we use this talent in an effective way? Yes or no. So they're doing this whole process. Guys like Fandango and Tyler Breeze, they're great, right? We love him. Fandango revealed he's been in the company for 14 years, since 2006.
I was going to say he'd been there forever.
Tyler was there for a decade. At some point, like Marina Shereef, she's Roderick Strong's wife. She trained. She came in with Shayna and Ronda and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen her on television in a year.
As
an actual character. Not a one-off with Roddy.
No, the last time I remember seeing her on TV was Raw Underground, where they had her and the other one, remember, because she got in the ring in the dress.
You know how long Raw Underground was?
I'm just saying.
A year ago. That's
yeah, I know.
Jessamyn Duke. But, like, I was like, a year ago. So it's like, you have to look at it like, are we using this talent? Guys like Tony Ace will be fine. He can go to Impact. He'll be fine. The Bollywood Boys will probably end up in AEW. Ever Rise, probably an Impact. And all these guys that they're letting go will all find jobs somewhere, because the world's opening up and they're going to be Ring of Honor, Ring of Honor, AEW, TNA, Impact, whatever you want to call them.
And
all your local independent promotions. Thanks for the fact check, intern. I said meaningful way, by the way. Meaningful.
I mean, that's meaningful. She was in the Dusty Classic. She got eliminated, but she was there.
1 week. Anyway, besides that, you have to look at the talent and go, can we use them? Can we market them? Can they become a thing? And that's the biggest question. Who knows? With half of them. And they're going to look at all this talent they have that we haven't seen before. There's the big dude, whatever his name is, that looks like the young Brock. He's going to become a thing at some point if he can, you know, figure it all out. They have all this talent in the PC going, all these football players and ex-athletes and whatever you want. You got to see what you got and see what you can market and create new stars. That's what they got to do in the next year. The next year is all about establishing what you got while making new people.
Yeah, because like I was saying, you know, they got caught out because you lost John Cena. You lost The Undertaker. The other really great bailout, break-up emergency, you get Mark Calloway on a plane and you fly him in because people will watch if he's there type thing. Retired. He left. He went home. Possibly permanently. We don't know yet. When he makes it a year, we'll call it official.
It's a year.
Since he retired? Did he retire at Survivor Series?
No, he retired on the last ride.
That doesn't count.
That totally counts.
No, I'm talking to the farewell ceremony. He has till November, and then if he does not wrestle in the next
6 months.
6 months. We'll call it official. Anyway, but you lost those two, and then it's like you had the likes of Roman Reigns, who went home. Bray Wyatt, who went home for a while and then came back. Kevin Owens, who went home. Drew McIntyre carried the company on his back for a straight solid year. Bless him.
Hashtag Drew content.
Hashtag Drew content, man. He picked up and he ran with it, and I think they realized that while Drew is wonderful, and he's great at what he does, he's great with media, he's wonderful, he's willing to pick up the ball and run with it, he's not enough. And they're trying with Bobby Lashley, they're building Bobby Lashley, but Bobby Lashley is not enough. You get Roman Reigns back, Roman has the new character, Roman's not enough. You need people to basically have them waiting in the wings. So when those top stars get hurt, when those top stars go away, you have somebody to backfill. This is very similar to the situation in 2003, where they lost everybody at once, and they needed to make new stars. And that's where you saw the rise of people like John Cena. That's where you saw the rise of, like, Edge. You saw the second coming of The Undertaker, where he had that really great second run in the back half of his career, where you had people step up.
You had the class of John Cena, Randy Orton, and Batista, who carried you for a decade.
Yep. And Orton, and I think they're taking a look at their roster now, and their roster is mature. They're not old. They're in a really good position. But they're all in their, a lot of their top stars, with I think the exception of Roman, are all in their late 30s to early 40s.
Bobby Lashley's 44.
Yeah. So it's like those guys, they are not going to be around for forever. So you need to have that next level waiting in the wings. And I think they're looking at their next level and they're going, ah, crap. Because while they had a lot of really wonderful, talented people, I think they looked at them and they went, this is not the person that we need to do the job. Guys, so they went down there and they looked.
They're looking. You have guys like Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode who are great workers, but they're not the future of your company. They're the guys to, like, put over.
It's got to be 40.
Put over the other talent. But that's the whole point. It's like, they're good workers, but they're not, like, they're not your future. Rob Roode's not your future. You have to look around and go, okay, while they're solid workers, we need to replace them with people here in a couple of years to take their spots, because it's just the nature of the business. So, yeah. I hope all of them land on their feet, and there's so many opportunities now. MLW, Ring of Honor is mentioned, and every other place you can think of, and all your local indie promotions, and they can create their own content like EC3 is doing. He creates his own matches, like with Zack Ryder and stuff, so.
Yeah, EC3's out here. He's got his whole control your narrative thing going on, and it's actually really cool the way that he does it. So I think if all of them will be fine, like you said, all of them will land on their feet, and they'll all move forward. And again, there's nothing saying that they can't go back, but I think, again, WWE is just looking at everything, and they're going, okay, things have become too bloated on both the corporate side and on the talent side, and we just need to trim down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they're doing. So, but hopefully it stops soon, because reporting on people getting fired is no fun. But in happier news, I'd like to say that after a long, long wait and a big F you to Ronda Rousey, supposedly, maybe, not really, but people are looking into it, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch announced that they were finally getting married.
We don't can't confirm that they actually got married, but Seth tweeted their Instagram story. Today sounds like a good day to get married.
So we think they're married. So congratulations to the happy couple. And incidentally, this got announced after Ronda Rousey and her husband announced that they are having a baby girl on the same day. This all happened on the same day.
Are so people, like, really putting that together?
Yes. Yes, people are really putting that together, that Ronda announced she's having a girl, so Becky put it out there, or had Seth but put it out there, that they're getting married, to one-up Ronda.
God, you fans just need, calm it down. Calm it down.
We need drama, Rock. There's not enough drama in our lives. God, we need more drama. We're going to manufacture it.
Stop. Also, people, stop looking at people's likes on Instagram and thinking what you think of that you know about them. Stop.
No, looking at likes is fun.
No, not what you were doing.
Oh.
The stuff with Sasha. Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. People, go to bed.
Although, I didn't know Bray Wyatt was a Post Malone fan. Go figure. I learned that tonight. Anyway,
not
moving
helping,
on.
Not helping.
No judgment.
It's fine. Not helping my case whatsoever.
Why do I have to bring what up, Brent? Why do I have to bring what up? That Bray Wyatt's a Post Malone fan?
No. Becky and Seth because you're crushing his heart.
Dude, that horse is long since left the barn. She had his kid. Like, that was it.
You're hitting him right in the heart.
Well, I can't like him in game, so this is the best I can do. That's true. Actually, we can like him in the game now. We can do that.
We can. It's a thing.
But, you know. No, there's no chance! I have a better shot with Toni Storm than you do with Becky Lynch. There's no chance. It's done. They are married with child. Possibly children, depending on how they feel.
Anyway, moving on to some AEW news.
Moving on! Darby Allin was announced that he's going to be in Jackass 4. Okay.
Sorry, filmed. He's okay.
I'm sorry. I just have to say that. I say this. I think it's incredibly dangerous to let him do something like that. I know he's fine and I know nothing happened to him, but you hear stories about Jackass and all the stupidity that happens and the real injuries that happen. And it's like, something really catastrophic could have happened to him. And that's never good.
It's probably a cameo with either Knoxville or Tony Hawk or something.
Yeah. I don't think they let him do any kind of stunt, but they might have. But yeah, still, if they let him do stunts, they shouldn't have.
Blame Brents?
Blame Brents!
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, Rebel.
Reba.
Reba.
Not Reba.
Rebel Reba.
Whatever it is.
Has a dislocated knee.
# blame Brent.
That's not good.
That's painful. Trent announced that he had to have neck fusion surgery and put out a picture of it.
# blame Brent.
And then Mercedes Martinez has a concussion after a really, really nasty kick from Xia Li on NXT.
# blame Brent.
We assume it's a concussion.
It hasn't been confirmed as a concussion, but she was taken for medical evaluation.
And when they don't announce anything, it is usually...
Yeah, it's usually concussion.
Usually concussion.
But she seems to be doing fine. She seems to be okay. But yeah, the kick was really, really nasty.
Which we'll talk about in our next segment. But before we get into that, I say Tweet of the Week.
Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place. And I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh. Place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. Courage JD. Maddie Stath thinks Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Shame. LeBron James, greater than Michael Jordan. Dr. Lupo. You think the Transformers movie series is peak cinema. Your opinions are literally invalid.
Okay.
Ben. You didn't have to go for his soul like that. You really didn't.
No.
Marcel. I can't wait for Fast and the Furious Autobots rollout. And that's all I have.
Richard Triunfo. After tonight, the show on the award-winning WWE Network should be called Two or Five Guys Live.
Oh, shit.
Pool Shark. I went outside to wash my truck. I will never be going outside again. Thanks for your understanding in this difficult time. Courage JD. Welcome to Foundations, our largest apparel drop ever, and available anytime every day. Dr. Disrespect. Does it fold into a tent? Because it's a big jacket. I guess it was. Courage goes, I'm removing you from the list. Dr. Disrespect. But I want to go camping. Just let me know if it does when you get a chance. Cloak. Don't worry, Doc, we can share a tent. What the streamers get up to. Ames, 'twas the night before White Mist, and all through Tarkov, not a guard was sleeping, holding tight to their Marikov. Twitch streamers lay restless in their beds, filled with joy, ready to open their new stash, gear up, and deploy. Yeah, I can't sleep. Baby Bashful, someone stole my debit card info and spent $600 at Barnes & Noble's in New York. What kind of academic thug-ass shit is this? Brandon Thurston, WWE Dynamite tonight was watched by many viewers in key demos that actually matter despite all the news and sports competition, but really the thing is, it was watched by a lot more viewers when you consider the VHS plus 7 viewership. Thanks, JR, for letting us know we were watching WWE Dynamite live. And finally, Caleb Brexton, I get it, I just woke up, but maybe there's some eyeliner on my chin and lipstick on my eye, but Face ID, how dare you not recognize me? And for you to just assume I know my password? You've got some balls. That was Tweet a Week.
All right. So I say we take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about NXT and the Great American Bash, where we're doing quick picks for the show. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Mondays. Once Monday Night Raw ends, join us for the Monday Night Raw post show.
Today I have something super serious to talk to you about.
Join us as we break down all the highs, the lows, and all the holy moments that go down every single Monday night.
Exercise!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Do I have your attention now?
Streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Ha!
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide... from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Greater Than Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight as Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-M-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the sub screen. I can talk. And you can subscribe for free. It really is that simple. You can also, you know, follow the channel or hang out and chat. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And why would you send me that as we're going back on the air?
Why not?
Dick. For those of you that didn't see it because he sent it in our private chat, he sent me the fact that they are auctioning off a Bray Wyatt signed photo. What, is that to prove that he exists?
I guess. I just happened to see it.
I more like the fact that there's an 18 by 24 poster of Seth Rollins in the leather daddy suit that they're auctioning off. Like, they took promo shots of him in the leather suit.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you?
No!
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Actually, I would, because it photographs really, really well. But that's not the point. Look at it! You need to throw this up on the screen for the people. We'll get to the Great American Bash in NXT in a second. We need to tangent. Look at this!
Working on it. Have it.
Look at this.
Working on it.
This is the shit fan fiction is made of. Right here. We are taking a hard left turn down this road because I can.
Because she can. It's her show. This is what she does. And here we are. And boom goes the dynamite. Hey. just do this.
For those of you that are listening to this on the podcast, just go to the Twitch channel. It's up on the technology screen. Or it's just, however far this is into the download.
Just go to the WWE auction site. We have Seth Rollins on Johnny's body at the moment.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, I mean, there's an 18x24 poster of that, of him looking all stern and shit in the leather suit. Come on!
Content.
What are y'all even playing at here?
Content?
Not even trying to be the least bit, you know, subtle anymore. We're just going right to it, which, you know, you should expect because you have Jackson Ryker whooping himself on television. I mean, you know.
It's what they do. Have you not figured this out yet?
Yeah, I know. But they used to be subtle about their kinks, and now they're like, yeah, no, we're just going to let it all hang out. Yeah, no, we're just, nope. It's cool to be kinky, so... here we are.
You want to talk about letting it all hang out. Anyway.
That is a different conversation.
No. I sent you a link. You just click a link.
Oh, there's context to this.
There's context to it. There's context. There's a lot of
hold on, chat. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Carrion was putting that out earlier, too.
That's why I saw it on the Twitter.
It's got a bid of 19 bids, and it's $153.
Yes, and three of the bids were from someone named Virgil.
God. Poor Bray, like his are at like so. Well, one of them's at 30, one of them's at 42, so that's respectable. Like he's up there. The other two aren't doing so hot, but there's like four of him. The auction site. Oh, poor Drew. His is only at $12. Asuka's at 202. Go her. AJ's at 252. Shit, if you need to know who's popular, just like go by this site. Tony's at 203. Damn.
It's the girls.
It's girls. They're doing well. Oh, they made an actual poster of Johnny and Bronson. Like there's a real life poster and it's signed.
I think they sell it on shop too.
And I can bid on it?
Or you could just buy it on shop. Probably
How
cheaper.
How big is it? Yeah, but this is signed. Not that expensive. How big is this?
As we find out what it is, I'm hitting the bumper so we can get into the segment when we come to figure this all out.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
I'm waiting to find Johnny's on the NXA.
They don't have the...
What, the poster?
They don't have the size. It's so rude.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how am I supposed to know? You expect me to go to shop and actually look it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do now. But their shop website's no longer the best thing they have.
Oh, their shop website is such trash. No offense. But it's such utter trash. I hate their shop site.
It used to be so good.
It used to be well organized. Like, I feel like for this, it's just, like, not at all organized. Like, it's so hard to navigate around it and do everything for it. And is the only thing the four pictures? Yes. Okay, I'm getting off the site now. Because I will sit here and I will literally just comment on it.
18x24.
Do I have anywhere in my house that I can accommodate an 18x24 poster? Not really. Okay, never mind. Decision made. See, this is content, chat. This is what you all listen for, is me just, you know, going through WWE shop. You could have this if I could get drunk and watch House Hunters on air. Like, if they would, you know, actually, HGTV would get it together and let us, like, stream House Hunters on Twitch. And I could get drunk and make fun of it. Like, this is what you could have. But they won't let us, so you don't get it.
But what you get is Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez taking on Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon taking on Io Shirai and Zoe Stark in a number one contenders match for the NXT Women's Tag Team titles. The big moment in this match was everyone doing the dive, and that was awesome.
That was so good.
Like,
everything about this.
You putting all the women out there to start, it's always good action.
I liked all the chemistry in this. I liked how everybody was going for it, and I like how they've made the women's tag team titles, at least in NXT, something to vie for, something to fight for, like they are important and everybody wants them. Because it's like, yeah, you have the singles title, and the singles title, you can get to it, although it's kind of hard to get to because you have Raquel Gonzalez, who is just an absolute beast in the ring. But you know, the women's tag, it's like, all right, that's two of us, we can do that, we can put that together. And so they're all going for it because it's new and it's shiny and they want it.
Mm-hmm. But Zoe Stark and Io Shirai end up winning. They're going to Great American Bash next week to fight for the tag team titles.
I'm here for this. And Io's like, okay, all right, we can be friends a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoe's like, yay, we get to be friends.
Johnny Gargano attacked randomly carrying across backstage.
Johnny ate his damn Wheaties, and so did, like, Austin Theory. Like, they attack Karrion more than once, which is just ballsy as hell.
Karrion called them out. They did a back and forth promo, and Gargano was like, I'm not afraid of you. I'm smarter than you. And then that's when Austin Theory came in and they jumped him, and then Karrion then beat the crap out of Johnny for a bit. Like, he chucked him into the barricade.
And I can tell you, because somebody who was there put the video of, like, Karrion slamming Johnny into the barricade and into the chain link and the plexiglass from the fan side. It's every bit as vicious from the fan side as it is on the TV side. Like, he was just slamming him into that.
Security was stopping him from using steps, so Gargano had a super kick and ducked out of there. And then you had Samoa Joe come out with security, and Karrion was like, they're doing a great job.
I mean, Joe's just there to be entertained like the rest of us. So, yeah, he's more like, yeah, go ahead, kill each other. I don't care.
More on that later. Mackenzie, we saw a video package about the breakout tournament from a couple of years ago, and that we're going to have a new NXT breakout tournament starting in a couple of weeks. Next week, we get the participants, I believe, announced or something like that. So there's that. We also had Mackenzie interviewing Bronson Reed and ended up Swerve interrupting with Hit Row, and they challenged Bronson to a title match for later in the show.
And that was a really, really good match between Isaiah Swerve Scott and Bronson. Like, that was
pretty good match and new.
Yeah, there were a few shenanigans that ended up costing Bronson the title and your new thank you points. North American champion is Isaiah Swerve Scott and Hit Row. And poor Bronson, you didn't fail.
No.
I think you're moving onward and upward.
You're going up to the main roster, so you had to drop your title. They fast-tracked that one really quick.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, no, he's just send him.
Get him off TV so we can fix him and get him ready for TV up top.
Yeah, that's kind of what went on there, but it was still a really good match.
Roderick Strong with Diamond Mind defeated Asher Hale.
It's all a little contest.
Good stuff. Good submission work by Roderick, and we're establishing Diamond Mind as a strong unit. Good stuff. Cameron Grimes took on Sterling, beat Sterling. LA Knight came out. Grimes challenged him to a match for the $1 million title of the Bash, and Knight's like, nah. But then again, if you lose to me this time, you become my butler.
Okay. And Grimes like, fine, done. I will whoop you.
I will whoop.
But no, I like this. I thought this was a really strong promo from Cameron. I thought LA Knight carried it off really, really well on his end. And we're continuing the feud. We'll have to see who wins. We're going to be talking about it here in a minute. But yeah, I thought this was some really good work from both of them.
Mackenzie was interviewing you and Zoe, and the way interrupted, and the way is family, and they're not even friends, and there's no way that they could beat them. And Io's like, next week, we become champions.
Io's got her eye on the prize, man.
Jake Atlas and Mercedes Martinez took on Xia Li and Boa. This is where Mercedes ended up getting knocked out.
Yeah, legit knocked out. Like, that was a nasty, nasty kick.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really glad that she's going to be okay. This was a good contest. This was a good match. I was actually excited because they let Boa wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is the first time in a really, really long time, maybe ever, that I have seen Boa wrestle.
It's been a while.
And he and Xia also have new gear, so that was nice.
We had a confrontation, a sitting confrontation in the ring between MSK and Thatcher and Ciampa setting up the match. It was good stuff.
They were trying to keep things calm. You know, they're trying to be chill, sit down, have a discussion like adults.
Mm-hmm. The battery is up to 81%.
I don't know who's charging their phone, but they have the really, really slow charge.
William Regal was approached by Saray on the show, and she says she wants Toni Storm.
Don't we all? She wants to wrestle her.
She wants to wrestle her. We mentioned Karrion Kross earlier. We talked about him. He was attacked by Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano out of the parking lot. That dangerous parking lot of NXT. Gargano was like, Kross isn't on my level. And then Kross immediately jumped him and choked him out. And Theory was then thrown into a garage door. And they get in the car and they're speeding off, about to hit Johnny Gargano.
No. The best part is the look that Scarlett and Karrion give each other as they're getting back into the car, and Johnny's laying in the road, and you see him laying the road, and it's just like, you want to murder him? Let's murder him. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. So the car speeds by, you think he's hit, but no, as the car speeds by, Samoa Joe is holding a Johnny Gargano by his shirt.
Joe's like, God damn it.
The disappointing father drags his kid back home.
Joe's like,
you went a little too far.
I will excuse you whooping him. Running him over? No, that is too far. Besides, you could tell he didn't get run over because you didn't hear the thump thump.
Yeah, but it was
so you knew something had happened, but there for a second you're like, wait.
It was a great visual. I'm just standing there holding Johnny's shirt.
Yeah, Johnny's like hanging there limp. He's unconscious, and Joe's just holding him up, looking absolutely disgusted. He's just like, you made me walk out here for this. Damn it. Also, I need more Samoa Joe, Scarlett Bordeaux interaction in my life, please. Because, like Zelina Vega from Once Upon a Time, Joe just has some epic level tension with her.
Did you say Zelina Vega?
Yeah. Do you not remember the epic I'm going to murder you tension between Zelina Vega and Samoa Joe? Do you not remember that?
When you said Once Upon a Time, my brain went somewhere else. Never mind.
Yeah. No. But that just the Joe Scarlett tension.
Yeah.
I need more of that in my life because it's just wonderful.
See, when you said Once Upon a Time, my brain went to Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I figure, but no. It's like, it's, I don't know why, I don't know how Joe does it, but it's like he finds the baddest bitch and then he just automatically has chemistry with her. Like, for real. It's insane.
So Kyle O'Reilly was in the ring. He said last time was about being a better fighter. He said he belongs in the main event and should be champion. But Cole doesn't think that should happen. He called out Adam Cole. As Adam Cole tried to come out, Samoa Joe came out.
He was busy.
He was very, very busy. He just wanted them to bring out security for personal safety. That's all. Cole said that Kyle O'Reilly wishes he was in his shoes going home, and I hope hoping his career was half as good as his. He's obsessed with him, and it kind of creeps him out by it. Kyle's like, I'm far from obsessed, and calls out the obsessed one. They talked about, Undisputed Era, and Kyle's like, I'm ashamed for being there and all that stuff. They kept going, taking more jabs at one another until, things got physical. Kyle put him in a leg lock. Cole screaming, Joe, stop, get him off of me. And Joe watched and walked away.
This was so good. I loved everything about this so much that Joe just stands there and watches it the whole time. He's like, yeah, no, I'm bringing the security out. We're going to protect everybody. And then all of this goes down and Joe's just like, I need some damn popcorn because this is good shit right here.
So that was NXT proper.
And then it's like we did actually get William Regal because, Saray went to him. But Regal was very calm. He's very serene. That blood pressure problem he was having is just like,
it's been fixed. It's been fixed, yeah.
Because he has Samoa Joe now, so he's good. He's like, I have people. I don't have to worry about this anymore. Life is good. And that makes me so happy that Mr. Regal's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he should be happy.
All right, let's do some quick picks for the Great American Bash.
Which is this Tuesday live on the USA Network. So let's talk about it. $1 million championship on the line. If Grimes loses, he becomes LA Knight's butler. LA Knight versus Cameron Grimes.
I think it's kind of clear Cameron loses because the vignettes will be funny.
Oh, the vignettes will be money. It will just be absolute money.
Because I think it's too early for them to go and go, hey, we're going to put the title on Cameron. It's not there. Yeah.
The only thing I can figure is Cameron wins and LA Knight comes back to challenge him and they do the same stip and Knight loses.
I mean, that could happen too, but I think...
But I think the money's in Cameron losing and LA Knight having him as his butler and like subjecting him to all kinds of like humiliation.
Yeah.
Until Cameron realizes, I'm rich. I don't need to put up with this.
He hires someone to do it. So I'm going LA Knight.
I love Cameron, but yeah, no, I gotta go with LA Knight. I think that's just, the money's just there for the vignettes.
Alright, next.
Up next, NXT Women's Tag Team Championships are on the line as The Way is taking on Io Shirai and Zoe Stark. Interestingly enough, Indy's focus has been refocused away from one Dexter Lumis. He has not been seen. He has not been lurking. I don't know if he'll play a factor here at all, but should be worthy of note that Dexter, that whole storyline's kind of been cooled off a little bit. And could he play a factor here?
He could, but I don't see it. I don't think putting the belts on Io and Zoe is the smart move.
No, I don't think so either.
I think this would be a really good match with the way winning, because I think they're the unit, and Zoe and Io were just thrown together for just to have a really good match.
Which I think we're all here for. It's completely fine.
Yeah.
Up next, the men's NXT Tag Team Championships are on the line as MSK takes on Ciampa and Thatcher. And as much as I love MSK, I kind of want Ciampa and Thatcher to win.
It'd be cool if they won, because that's kind of what they're building to, but MSK is like the team right now.
Oh, they're totally the team, but it's just like the intensity and everything of Ciampa and Thatcher of like who can beat them.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that, but I'm leaning towards MSK on this one.
I don't know. I think I have to go with Ciampa and Thatcher. I have to go with my heart on this one.
Okay.
And last but certainly not least, the return of the grudge match. Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole. Baby. I expect nothing less than like straight up murder in this.
They're gonna get 30 minutes, they're gonna tear the house down, we'll all be excited. They have a full crowd in the building. And I say Kyle goes over, because I think Kyle and probably Johnny is the takeover match for the title, because I think Johnny's getting the belt from Karrion.
We'll see. I don't know, like, because Kyle won the first time.
Yeah, but that was unsanctioned, so it really didn't count.
So yeah, I guess Kyle wins here. I don't know, though, like.
I mean, if you want to do a third match, Adam wins, and then you do the blow-off with them.
Yeah. Because I feel like you kind of, although, because Adam's been losing since he's been back, so I kind of feel like he needs a little bit of a win, but Kyle's been losing, too, so it's hard to, although Kyle kind of got a win recently.
Yeah, he beat Adam, and he beat Kushida last week. Adam won last week too. I don't know. I don't know what his future holds.
But I think whatever it is, they're going to hold Adam right there on the cusp of the title picture, because you can always move him into it. And he's such a good antagonist for everybody.
If he stays.
I hope.
Who knows?
Here's my thing. If you take Adam Cole up to the main roster, then do Adam Cole right. Let Adam Cole be Adam Cole. Don't try to write him into some stupid thing. Like, that's my one concern with, like, everybody that they take up, is it's, like, lately they've just been changing everybody and haven't been doing right by them. Like, that's my one worry with Karrion and Scarlett, is that they're going to split Karrion and Scarlett up, and they're not going to let them do the whole thing that they're doing. And what makes that work really, really well is the pair. Because he's legitimate on his own, but he's kind of just a guy. A big, scary guy on his own. With her, she makes him interesting and engaging. Because you're not quite sure what's going on there with the two of them. And she's the one that she's part of that equation in a big, big way. And you know she's part of the equation in a really big way. Like, basically, she's the one that's low-key running the show, and he just thinks he does.
Yeah.
So
those were quick picks.
I didn't pick.
I thought you did.
No.
Oh, you were leaning both ways?
Yes. But I will pick Kyle.
Okay. I thought you picked Kyle and then... Yeah.
No, I said I wasn't really sure, but I will pick Kyle.
Before we go, I have one last tweet for the week, because I just saw it on Twitter and it's funny.
Okay.
Simone Johnson, The Rock's daughter. To anyone coming to Florida, it will literally not stop raining. And we all have no idea why.
Because it's Florida.
Because it's Florida. But I think that does it for us.
I think that does it for us, too. So you've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
All right. Here it goes. Saturday night, midnight-ish, another edition of CB Radio, CBLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. It's 4th of July. Have fun on Sunday.
We will all be busy.
Have fun. Monday night is a Raw post-show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night to review The Great American Bash live on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on social media platforms, wherever you are and wherever you get your platforms. Is that Wild Talk Radio? It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock
or Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Because
we are epic partners.
Before you go, listen, stay tuned to the Twitch, because we knew we do Fortnite with Friends on Saturday night, which we are this week. May go live Saturday in the afternoon. Don't know. Watch the Twitch, the Twitters and the Twitches. May have a short stream somewhere along the way there. Okay?
He has a new toy he wants to show off.
I have to test the new toy before we do the actual thing. So, we may go live. We'll see. Alright, you're up.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn Sword, LNSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And if you celebrate 4th of July, wherever you are, I hope you have a safe, happy, healthy weekend. And if you don't, I hope you have a great weekend as well. And we'll see you next week. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.